Rashi begins to say the Ela Mishpatim Kol Makom Shenamar Ela Pasal As Rishonim VeEla Mosif Al Rishonim Ma Rishonim Misinai Af Ela Misinai. There is somehow there is a need to note that the mitzvahs included in Parshas Mishpatim, most of which are of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro variety, are Misinai, just like the previous mitzvahs in Parshas Yisra. I'd like to discuss a little bit tonight is what exactly is the nature of Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Are there fundamental differences between how we view Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro as opposed to Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Makom? Yehuda may recall that when we were in Reb Lachman's shir, he told us the following story at a Lava Malka, that once in his younger years, he called up a friend and asked the friend if he could come visit him. He wanted to get together with his friend, and the friend said to him, "Du bist cholot, du bist an avil. Is there a mitzvah dikur cholim? Is there a nichum avelim? What's the sifin shachan aruch that's mechayev me to come visit you?" So Rav Lachman was a little bit offended that this friend didn't want to come visit him because it didn't fit neatly into any sifin shachan aruch. So he was so disturbed he went to Rav Futner, and he told the story to Rav Futner. Rav Futner told him the following story: that once there is a Yid who's going to visit the Kutzker, a poor Jew who was walking all the way to Kutsk, and along came a rich Yid also going to Kutz in a big fancy wagon, and he said to this Jew who's walking, this Ani, "Come, let me do a mitzvah, come on, I'll give you a ride." So the fellow said to him, "Pay me 100 ruble." He said, "What do you mean, I'm offering to give you a ride and I should pay you 100 ruble? If you want me to come, pay me 100 ruble." So he wasn't sure what to do, but the guy's going to Kutsk. People who went to Kutsk were intelligent people, so he thought there must be something here. So he gave him 100 ruble. He said, "Come, now just explain to me, why do I just give you 100 ruble?" So he said, "Well, you wanted to do a mitzvah, for mitzvah you have to pay money." I can't. So what I'd like to discuss is, indeed, what is the balance of Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro between mitzvah l'shem mitzvah and mitzvah l'shem doing chesed for another person? There's an article printed in 2 Yeshurins ago, written by a grandson of Rav David Lifshitz, Rav Yaakov Trivitz, who suggests that the machlokas between Rav Lachman and his friend is really a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He notes that the Mishnah Berurah is unique in being the first to create a new style halacha sefer analyzing mitzvahs bin Adam l'chaveiro in a robust way, which on some level was the directive or the inspiration of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who stressed emphasizing mitzvahs bin Adam l'chaveiro and learning the relevant halachas. So why is it that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter didn't give a haskama to the Chavetz Chaim's Chavetz Chaim, or for that matter to the Chavetz Chaim's Chavetz Chesed? So in the Kubal Lamar, what everyone says is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter didn't give a haskama to the Chavetz Chaim because he disagreed with a famous plaque of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter disagreed about whether a person who speaks Lashon Hara about someone else is mechuyev to ask his mechila and tell him what Lashon Hara he said about the person that he's asking mechila from. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter disagreed with the Chavetz Chaim's plaque over there that you have to ask mechila for the specific aveira, the specific Lashon Hara, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter felt that that's not appropriate because you're causing the guy more anguish and telling him the Lashon Hara you said about him. So Mekubal Lomar, that's the reason Rabbi Yisrael Salanter didn't give a haskamba to Sefer Chavetz Chaim. This Rabbi Trivitz doesn't find that so compelling. If that was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's whole hasaga on the Chavetz Chaim, then write your haskama, and then write a note of haskama that you disagree with Apsak, as many people do in their haskamas. It's one piece in the whole Sefer. So he thinks that the reason Rabbi Yisrael Salanter didn't give haskama to the Chavetz Chaim is because there's a more fundamental disagreement as to how to present Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So he notes, Rabbi Trivitz, that the Chavetz Chaim has the following interesting analysis that others would disagree with, and is reflective of an approach to Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. In the Avos Chesed, the first page of the Mar Mekamos, Perek Kaf Gimel, Chelek Sheni, Chavetz Chaim discusses in the context of Mitzvah Tzedaka, Mitzvah Halva'a, Mitzvah Priyas Chov, the notion of Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana. that even when it comes to these mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, there is a notion, a imperative of mitzvah srichas kavana, just as we find in Arachayiv. So he writes here in Sif Beis, V'yatana daberim d'inyan asiyas ha-mitzvahs l'shma, hine chazal amru ha-omer selu zu l'staka v'gmarim sachim v'shvil sheyichid b'niyo she'ayya v'in olam. Have a person give staka for ulterior motivation. Hareze tzadid gamar. That's the gemar. V'adin chol ki agavna, she'mechavin she'yelo gamkein tova mitzah. V'atam b'chol zeh m'neisha be'etzem ki ha-mitzvahs boro v'masha omer selu zu l'staka. So a person has two intentions. He has the intention to do the mitzvah staka, and he has another intention that he should get some benefit from it. But bottom line, he did have the kavana l'shem mitzvah staka, and therefore he's yotzei. Bottom line, he had kavanas mitzvah. Fine. The Yosur Tov who in Mechavin ba mitzvah rak l'shem Hashem shesiv al zeh b'tor, better just have kavana for the mitzvah. Ki az ayidei koa kedushas the mitzvah shenaseis al ofen a Yosur nala nisar lamala ayidei zeh midas hacheset ma'od ma'od v'nimshach midas hacheset al kol mitzvah sabriya. So better to have kavana just l'shem mitzvah. The implication of the Chavetz Chaim here is that there is a requirement of mitzvah srichas kavana, and the only reason that amenas sheyichya b'ni your mekayim and mitzvah staka is because you also have kavana l'shem mitzvah. But if you would only have kavana that amenas sheyichya b'ni, you wouldn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah staka at all. Sounds like possibly you wouldn't be yosei the mitzvah at all, even though he does say yoser tov, so it's not an absolute. But there is a implication here that on some level, if you don't have kavanas ha-mitzvah, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah, even when it comes to mitzvah staka, mitzvahs priyas chov, mitzvahs hava, mitzvahs that are in the category of gemilas chasadim, there's still a requirement of kavana. And Rabbi Trivitz quotes that he heard from Mordechai Farbstein, the chaverin of Rosh Hashiva, in the name of his father, chaverin of Rosh Hashiva before him, in the name of the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish said that when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, not only do you not need kavana l'shem mitzvah, but kavana l'shem mitzvah is migareya from the mitzvah, because you're supposed to have kavana when you're doing a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, that you're doing it for the chesed shabo, you're doing it to benefit someone else. And if you only have kavana l'shem mitzvah l'shem yichud kodesh brichu, that this is a kodesh baruch hu sivoy, so on some level that's negareya, that takes away from the proper motivation, the proper intent, the orientation of the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. If you're only doing it l'shem sivoy, so somehow you're mafsed something from the mitzvah. So he presents this as a machlokas of Chavetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish. Do we say mitzvah srichas kavana by mitzvah gemilas chasadim, or would you possibly say dafka not? Ke'ilu like the Ramban, ke'en the Ramban by shiluach hakan, that the point of the mitzvah shiluach hakan is to inculcate in a certain midas harachamim, and that is the motivation of some mitzvahs that are related to gemilas chasadim. So once a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah us l'signov or the like, so are we refraining from Geneva because that's a Sivya Hashem greda, or are we refraining from Geneva because there's a broader reason, a sechli reason to not do that? Part of this relates to the question as to whether mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, mitzvahs that are gemilas chasadim oriented, are they more result oriented or are they more process oriented? Are we concerned about the bottom line alone, or are we concerned about the ma'isa mitzvah in and of itself as well? So, Rebbe Chanan, Chavetz Chaim would say, based on what we just quoted, the mitzvahs srichas kavana analysis, that the process itself is of significance. You have to have kavana for the mitzvah itself. So if you don't have, theoretically, if you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah tzedakah, even if you give the tzedakah, and the ani receives the tzedakah, and he's benefiting from it, but you still haven't been yotzei the mitzvah because you haven't provided the kavanah. Rabbi Chanan has the following analysis, Kovitz Shi'urim Chelek Bei Simen Kaf Gimel. Rabbi Chanan says, there are two broad categories of mitzvahs. This is in the context of Shlichus, but it branches out to other nafkamin as well. Number one, you have mitzvahs where the Maisa mitzvah is the Gufa mitzvah. Shofar, lulav. So there the act of the mitzvah is the be-all and end-all of the mitzvah. And then you have a second category where the ikar mitzvah is the totzah, the result, not so much the maisa. Pidyon shvuyim. What we're really concerned about is that we free the shavuy. How we get there is of less consequence. Priyas balchov, puruvu. These are result-oriented as opposed to process-oriented. What's the nafkamina? So he says, one nafkamina is mitzvah svichas kavana. So if you have a result-oriented mitzvah, then you don't say mitzvah svichas kavana. You don't need kavana mitzvah when it comes to priyas balchov. You don't need kavana mitzvah when it comes to puruvu. Unlike what the Mishnah Berurah seem to be saying. So if you're parei chov shelo b'kavanah sa mitzvah, we don't say you have to be parei again. You paid the guy $100 you owe it, but you didn't have l'shem yichud kusha brich, l'shem yichud mitzvahs priyas balchov. So we don't say that you have to pay $100 a second time. Chema mitzvah pruvu. If you didn't have kavanah have children, but you have children, so then you don't have to have more children just because you didn't have kavanah to children when you had your children. Same thing by Biyarta Rab Mikar Becha. The mitzvah says to be Mevar the Rab. So even if you have a Nachri kill the person who is Mechuyim Mises Bezdin, even if you have the Shliach kill the person who is Mechuyim Mises Bezdin, bottom line, you eliminated him and you've been Mekayim Biyarta Rab Mikar Becha. So here he doesn't talk directly about Staka, but it stands to reason that Staka could well fit into the second category as well, that even if you don't have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah Staka, if the ani benefits, mitzvah tzedakah has been performed. There's a drush of the Beis Halevi, back of Chelek Days of the Chuvas, there are drushas, and Drush Aleph, he has a few different formulations of this. I'm not sure what the bottom line is, because he says it a little bit differently in a couple places here. But at one point he says that there's a svar to say, when it comes to tzedakah mahani gam shelo lishma yosei mikol mitzvos, that there's less of a lishma imperative when it comes to tzedakah than other mitzvos. All other mitzvos are a chiv be'etzem on a person to perform them mitzad atzma. So if a person performs such a mitzvah shelo lishma, so something's lacking in the kiyum mitzvah. Person learns shelo lishma. So, if Limud HaTorah Shelo Lishma, so then you could view his engagement during the time that he's learning as being Yoshev Batal. So he's lacking the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah because he didn't have Kavanah. When it comes to Tzedakah, if there's no Ani Lefaneinu, then there's no Chiyuv of Tzedakah. It's only where there is an ani in front of you that there's a chiyuv of tzedakah. So if you've provided what the ani needs, even without kavanah, so then there's no more chiyuv tzedakah, even if the nesina was shelo lishma. Then he says, even by tzedakah, you could distinguish that if it's shelo lishma, it could be that you haven't been mevatel a mitzvah, but you also might not have been mekayim a mitzvah.
And the Gemara says you get schar when the ani finds your coin without you doing anything. But that ain't right.
Right, that's right? A sifra. Is that a Gemara?
Is it a sifra or a Gemara? Sifra?
I thought it's a sifra.
Maybe.
Or Rashi quotes it by
Rashi quotes, yeah.
Right.
Rashi quotes by Shikha.
Right. Right. Correct. I don't know if that's a machlokas tanam or that's muskam, but you definitely have that, right? again, there may not be an absolute Nachas Ben Akasa L'Akasa, because even the Mishnah Berurah may acknowledge that you are Mekayim a Mitzvah without Kavana on some level. And the Beis Halevi is saying here that even there's still a ideal to have Kavana, and it could be if you don't have Kavana while you haven't been Mevatel Mitzvah, maybe you are Mekayim a Mitzvah. Although Rebbe Chanan, it seems like a more absolute distinction between these categories of mitzvahs, that something like Staka wouldn't require Kavana at all. Rabbi Tribbetz points out that within the Chazanish Mahalach, that when it comes to mitzvahs ben Adam lechaveiro, there's no need for Kavana, maybe even Kavana is a negative. So he points out the Lashon and the Ritva in Psachim, Dav Zayin and Mebez in the Bracha Sugya there. Generally speaking, we don't say Brachas on mitzvahs ben Adam lechaveiro. So the Ritva there has a line, Zayin and Mebez, Dibur Maskel Ad Kan, or Al Karchach, or Al-Kain. Zitiknu akan lodia shizos ha-mitzvah naseis l'shem yotzreinu. So in some context, the institution of a bracha is to indicate that the reason we're performing a mitzvah is because that's a ratzon Hashem. So by mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveru, we don't say a bracha. So does that mean that the ratzon Hashem component is minimized? That the reason we're performing the mitzvah, obviously, there is a Tzivei Hashem. No one would deny the Tzivei Hashem, but the Tzivei Hashem isn't the be-all and end-all of the mitzvah. There's value to the mitzvah independent of the Tzivei Hashem. He quotes, he was Mitzayin, an interesting Sridei Eish, in Yonah Diyoma. Sridei Eish, over here, the next Marmakam. This is the new version of the Tshuvas, the new number system. Chelek Aleph Arachayim Simen Samach Aleph. So he addresses, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Mishlavach Manos? So he says, second paragraph here, according to the Jewish Harashba Simen Yudzayin, that the reason that you don't say bracha and staka is because maybe the Ani is not going to receive the staka and it's going to end up being a bracha levatala. So that's relevant for staka. It's not relevant for Shlach Manos. Shlach Manos, we assume lalacha, even if the Mekabel doesn't receive it, you're still yotze the mitzvah. He says, even the Rashi doesn't really mean that the concern is the other person is not going to receive it per se. Rashi's real kavana is that you don't say bracha on a mitzvah where there's another player whose participation is relevant, is critical to the performance of the mitzvah. Same thing by giving truma l'kohen. So there we have another player. There's no bracha.
You're giving the person himself.
Right. So he is mekabel. Unless you're doing it. Maybe he won't be mekabel. But he's saying that even if you won't be mekabel, you're still yotzei mitzvah. So that Rashi says is not relevant. Correct. That's not going to explain why you don't say bracha on Shlach Manos. So he says the following, that Shlach Manos, he goes with the Mahalich that the point of Shlach Manos is to be Marbe Ava Vareis. So even though by other mitzvahs in general Gadol HaMetzuvah V'Osa, when it comes to Shlach Manos, it's better to give a Shlach Manos out of your own free will, not because of the Tzivoy, because of your interest in demonstrating your affection for your neighbor. And if the only reason you give Shlach Manos is because of the Tzivoy, so somehow that's minimizing, that's compromising the point of the mitzvah. So to do it just because of Tzivoy Hashem is migareya from the orientation of the mitzvah Shlach Manos. He says, who would give tzedakah? That if the reason you give tzedakah is because of Rachmanos, because of Avas Yisrael, that's better than giving tzedakah because it's a tzivi of Hashem. And says, maybe that's why you don't say bracha here, maybe that's why you don't say bracha on kibud ave. So if you know, to say a bracha is demonstrating that the reason you're doing a mitzvah is because of the tzivoy, and sometimes it's better to do the mitzvah because that's the right thing to do, independent of the tzivoy Hashem. So he says that for tzedakah, he says that for slachmanis, and he says that for kibud ave. Aruch HaShulchan seems to say the opposite. Aruch HaShulchan kibud aveim, not the full opposite. Simen Reish Mem Yerodeya. Aruch HaShulchan writes, kibud aveim sefeiz, himei amitzvos hasichlios, v'nespashta b'chol v'losha, gamma kofim retornus harimba, v'mnei asecha v'ateva. So kibud aveim, it has certain universal appeal. It's something that exists in other societies as well. Va'anachnu amcha beis Yisrael nitzavinu akol mitzvah sichlios levli la'asosa b'nei aseichel al b'nei tzivu kadosh baruch hu b'toras hakadosha. Even though it's true that there is a seicheldik orientation to mitzvah kibud aveim, but the reason we perform kibud aveim is not because there's a universal appeal, it's not because it makes sense, but because of the tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm skipping a little to Sif Gimel. He says, maybe that accounts for the difference in formulation between the Dibros Rishonos and the Dibros Achronos. In the Dibros Achronos, it says, Kavedus avicha vesimecha kashir tzivcha Hashem alokacha. Stressing kashir tzivcha Hashem alokacha, kolomar, lo sechabda v'nei asechel, gozer kain. The reason that you have to do kibud aveim is not because it makes sense. Ela kashir tzivcha Hashem alokacha. Dafka because of tzivcha Hashem. Dibros Harishonos, lo hitzuchu lezeh. Dibros Harishonos, it doesn't say kashir tzivcha Hashem alokacha. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is on such a madrega, so it was Pasha that the reason they're doing everything is because of the Tzivi Hashem. There's no need to say so. Dibros Achronos, after Chayde Ego, they went down a level, then you needed a special Azhara. Then he says in Sif Dalid, V'yesh Shalu, why is there no bracha on Kibud Aveim, and on other mitzvahs like that, like Tzedakah, Gemilas Chasadim, Leni Yistayti Nireh. The cave in the chol v'losh and osam asam nihisha osam bnei asecha mikamakum kevin shabasiya shavim heim v'hefer shirak b'mach shavah shavalev she'ele osam bnei tzivya kadosh baruch hu v'ele bnei asecha lo tiknu bracha al zeh she'yom asher kadoshan v'sabit sivanu v'chulei. So the reason there's no bracha in kibud aveim or in tzedakah is because these are universal things that exist even outside of Klal Yisrael. Other nations have a notion of tzedakah, of philanthropy, of charity. Other nations have a notion of Mother's Day and Father's Day, or Kibud Aveim. So it's not something you need to Klal Yisrael. So even though the reason we perform these mitzvot is different than the reason of the Umos Olam, we perform them because of the Tziva Hashem. They perform them because they're Sichli. But bottom line, the Maisa, so to speak, is the same. So that which we do, just like the Umos Olam, even if it's for a different motivation, can't be Mechai V'Brach. You can't say Shirk V'Shem V'Sabbat Sivanu, because it's not unique to us. So that's as far as the bracha. But as far as the mechayiv, so Aruch HaShulchan is saying differently. That the reason, bottom line, even though there is a sechli component, but bottom line, the reason we perform the mitzvos of kibud aveim, of tzedakah, the bein adam, the chaver, the gemilas chasadim, oriented mitzvos, is dafka because of the tzivi Hashem, and not because of the sechli component. So that's like the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to present it as machlokas achronim, that orientation, that it's the tzivui, which is mechayivus, the mitzvah, and not the rationale behind it, per se. The Netziv, in his hakdama to Abbas Chesed, also seems to espouse this approach. All in the family. So he writes, when it comes to a lot of these mitzvahs, the Gemilas Chasadim oriented mitzvahs, we're mitzuva mitzad ha-Torah, kamo kol chukei ha-Torah, she'en adas anoshi nosen lehem. Nafkamina, you have in kibud aveim. Ba'chasul andenu, So even though it's sichli, v'gam u'masolam mitzuvim aleha b'chovas ha'adam u'makabam aleha schar k'ma b'nei noach v'damim minasina kayadua. So there were famous non-Jews who excelled at kibud av v'eim. Kol makom tzivan ha'kodesh baruch hu b'asaras ha'diburim la'zireinu mitzad chukei ha'torah levad chovas ha'adam. So nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah us that the reason we do Kibud Av V'Eim is because it's one of the Chukei HaTorah, independent of other universal values. What's the Nafkamina? It's the number one Nafkamina for Schar. And Nafkamina for the Geder Mitzvah. So he says, L'mashal. Akama Babas Israel, so you have a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother. So the kid is Jewish. The father is not Jewish. So if we're just operating with what the Seichel would tell us, the universal norms of Kibud Av V'Eim, so the son in this case should be Mitzuv and Kibud Av, like anyone else in the world. But there's no Kibud Av if the father is a Nachri. So that's because, bottom line, our Kibud Av V'Eim is Mugdar based on halachic principles. It's because of the Tziv Hashem. And since because of the Tziv Hashem, so it'll have an afkamina here that doesn't apply if the father is a Nachri. So this presentation looks like the Netziv and the Aruch HaShol are both squarely in the Tzivui camp, as opposed to this Rishis orientation, what was quoted from the Chazon Ish, of a more sichli component to understanding why we perform mitzvos bein adam lechaveiro. More to say, but as usual, we're out of time. Another interesting nafkamina he talks about is an onein b'mitzvos bein adam lechaveiro. If it's just a tzivui shabo, so then an onen shouldn't be allowed to perform this as bein adam lechaveiro, which should be fascinating. No one says. Mm-hmm.